natural born losers. In each culture, they are the same, roaming predators and gorging themselves on life's excesses without regard for tomorrow. They hustle and con their fellow man to support the most worthless and perverted pleasures. We shall focus on the most dreadful loser of them all.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
From their second album, which curiously they decided to call Mudcrutch 2, that was Victim of Circumstance, that was Mudcrutch. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This is the end of May. It's also the end of our seventh year at GetThePointRadio.com. Amazing. 7 full years. Which means next week we're having a birthday party. I am Mike Gold, and we welcome you back into the very fiery bowels of my brain. We've got some new stuff. We've got lots of ass-kicking rock and blues. We've got something to make you think a little bit, but laugh at the same time. Something to make you feel either real old or real young. In other words, we got 2 hours worth of pure musical pleasure, starting with... Uh-oh, hang on. This just in. I've just been informed brains do not have bowels. Great. Well, I'll figure out what this smell is from. But not the next track. Peculiarly, perhaps, something brand new, the 50th anniversary record from the Monkees. Yeah, Davey's gone, but he's actually on one of these tracks. Not this one, though. Starts off our rock and roll set for the week. Phenomenal title, Birth of an Accidental Hipster.
And if I can make it home, that's if I can make it home at all. I'm headed out in the sunshine, babe, feeling good.
Special treat for you. Gonna blow you away. Ali Bianco, let's hear her. We'll be right back.
It just won't work right. Open your arms, open your arms. Baby, where I come from, yeah. Been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
You stay up, baby, all night long, warm and wide, man. Thank you. line, God, give us a hit, cause we wanna speed off our fucking tits. Snort on your nose, bang it in a vein, rapping in a wrist, bomb that fuck up, cause we are punks on Philly. And this ain't Suckabilly, this ain't Triple B, this ain't Rockabilly, this ain't Hillbilly. Punks on Philly. Guys, don't worry, your adrenaline flows, then rush, 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 it burns up your nose. Look back in your arms and instant heat. You know we ain't gonna take no shit because we are punks on Philly. And this ain't Suckabilly, this ain't Triple B, this ain't Rockabilly, this ain't Hillbilly. Punks on Philly. This ain't Rockabilly, this ain't Hillbilly. Punks on Billy. Liquid gear gets you off your face. There's nothing like a good cheer bass. You get some cunts trying to sell us shit. Cause there's big champagne, but it's coming as quick. Cause we are punks on Billy. And this ain't Rockabilly, this ain't Rockabilly, this ain't Hillbilly. This ain't Rockabilly, this ain't Hillbilly. Punks on Billy.
With all the right moves, I'm gonna put a spell on.
was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. But when they gathered round and started talking, and that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we'd go walking, and then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only boy who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me, he was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away tonight? The only boy who could ever reach me, he was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me, he was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Maddie Smith, Persuasion. And before that, we heard from the insufferable Nancy Sinatra, Son of a Preacher Man. Before that, the incandescent Teeny Tucker, I Can Do All That. Before her, Scobs. No adjective, just Scobs. Punks on Billy. Before them, Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, Walk Away. Before them, Reverend Horton Heat, of course, I'm Mad. Before them, yeah, that's a trio, Alexandria Bianco, as you heard, I think, twice during the course of the song. Rock and Roll, the band, of course, was Mike Gerard and his big swinging thing. And we opened the set with, as I had mentioned, a brand new track from the brand new 50th anniversary celebratory album from the Monkees. That was Birth of an Accidental Hipster. That would be cool, actually, to find out that it was all just an accident. Hipsters don't bother me. I know more than a few Gen Xers who are bothered by hipsters, and I guess that means the hipsters are doing it right. That's their job. Every generation's first order of business is to piss off the generation before it. This is how our culture grows. No kidding. Why is the blues harmonica called a harp? Well, I don't know. But after the next five tracks, I don't think anybody's gonna care. But first,
Mike, go!
Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Sun.
down the highway, rolling into the setting sun. Had the blues for yesterday, times was tough, but we had fun. You know the moon is rising, yonder down goes the sun. Moon is rising, yonder down goes the sun. I got the blues for yesterday, times was tough, but we had fun. Break of dawn. I'm glad to see you, baby. All my friends are gone. I got the blues for yesterday, rolling down the road by myself. Won't you take a little walk with me, honey? You know I don't need nobody else. Yesterday, times was tough, but we had fun. I ain't lying, baby. All right.
The next train's out. can look for my clothes back home. If you don't see my body, all you can do is weep and moan.
Oh, make this one harmonica sound like the whole band. Is that all right with you? Is it all right?
Yeah!
Is it all right?
Yeah!
Oh, look out, baby.
Thank you.
National Park is still going on. On the drums. How about a great big round of applause for Mr. Dan Bungie on the drums? Dan Bungie. Hey, show me a little bit of that stuff, huh?
Hell no, we're just warming up here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And we did it with some lovely harmonica music. Little Walter opened with Blue with a Feeling, went on to Charlie Musselwhite Blues for Yesterday, then the Paul Butterfield Blues Band Going Down Slow, James Cotton High Compression, and we closed with Shufflin' from Barbecue Bob McLinty and the Rhythm Aces. I gotta admit, when it comes to American roots music, and most of all the blues, I don't think there is a more signature instrument than that harp, than the blues harp. Ain't none of us getting any younger, but I'll tell you, you can feel that way. If you play your cards right, we're gonna show you how, but first...
Mike, go!
Of course you realize this means war.
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the point!
I thought
get together like this every weekend. That fellow playing the carpet there, you know, the shh sound, he's running for mayor. And the a girl playing the Venetian blinds there, she models hands. Great on gloves. Yeah, it's beginning to cook now. Oh, that ch-ch-ch sound there, that's an OB man. Fine man. And the other guy is just about ready to play the table over there. Live wire salesman for a plastic awning company. Never misses a session. Oh, that, you never know it, the toy piano. It's his kids. He, you know, steals it. Used to be an arthritic. Great for his hands. Yeah, oh, that fellow on the wastebasket over there. He used to be a catcher for one of the big clubs, but he sprained his little finger. That's really beginning to cook. You ought to try it at your house. So you're an amateur. Everyone's an amateur. No one lives long enough to be anything but an amateur. Yeah. Excuse me, I have to find something to play. I want to join in.
bigger than that now.
Girls' faces form the forward path, phony jealousy. To memorize in politics of ancient history. Come down my corpse, evangelist, unthought of.
favorite night for dinner. You had a big old chunk of dirt. If we were really good, we didn't get dessert. When I was your age, 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 I didn't have no telephone, didn't have no fax machine. All we had was a couple cans and a crummy piece of string. Didn't have no swimming pool when I was just a lad. Our neighbor's septic tank was the closest thing we had. Didn't have no dental floss, had to use old rusty nails. Didn't have Nintendo, we just poured salt on snails. Didn't have no water bed, had to sleep on broken glass. Didn't have no lawnmower, we used our teeth to cut the grass. What's the matter now, Sonny? You say you don't believe.
This one's for people of any age, any place, any time, anywhere.
Watch on.
notice how that tune has a nice little tribute to Buddy Holly there in the lyric? It's true. Think about it. Listen to it. You'll see. That was the Ooh, my generation, the definitive tune about rock and rollers never being able to grow up. The preceding tracks just prove the point Weird Al preceded with When I Was Your Age. When you're a kid and your parents lead with that, you know it's just not going to go well. That's all there is to it. Before Al, we had Tom, George, Neil, and Bob, also known as Petty, Harrison, Young, and Dylan, not to be confused with Cosby Steals the Cash and Runs. And that was I Was So Much Older Than Before That, Jane Lee Hooker. Yeah, I can't let him go. It's true. Manish Boy before that, the greatest voice in history. Dude's still around. He's about 96 now. Ken Nordine, that was from, I think, the first of his Word Jazz albums. If you're probably above about 25 years old, you have heard him doing commercials and that sort of stuff. Amazing voice. I was in a studio once. The studio looked like seven different enterprises, you know, just mashed together. My God, I never wanted to leave. And if the button was on the board, I'd never find the door. Before Ken, we had Nick Lowe. Half a boy and half a man. That's true for all rock and rollers and certainly all disc jockeys. Before Nick, we heard from Bad Company, Dangerous Age, and we opened with the Ramones covering the Animals classic When I Was Young. Not Neil Young. He was after that. You'll figure it out. There's this TV network you probably get. It's broadcast, and it covers about 98% of the country. It's called MeTV. My old pal Sven Gulli's been on that channel forever. He's had that show for like 35 years. 36, 37 years. Great, great fun. The rest of the time, they play really, really good old TV shows. Really good stuff. And they have an email newsletter because everybody except me has an email newsletter. And they talk about different sort of nostalgia-oriented things. And this week, they listed 11 tracks that were banned, that had been banned. Now, by today's standards, you probably would have a hard time understanding that, except for the fact that given what's going on politically in America, we're all so damn paranoid anyway, you probably would understand. I decided to play 5 of those tracks and add one of my own. The inevitable should have been on the list track. My show, I can do that. We're starting with the Shirelles in 9 seconds.
Mike, go!
Did someone call me Snara?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Mama's got the pill.
Six band tunes. And did I mention that this was our prizeless contest for the week? It is. Pay attention. We opened with the Shirelles' Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Bam! Implied illicit sex. Wake Up Little Susie, the Everly Brothers. Bam! Also, implied illicit sex. Loretta Lynn, The Pill. Bam! Of course. Promotes sex, and it prevents the production of embryos. Link Ray, Rumble. Why was that banned? Oh, it's an instrumental. The tune itself implies juvenile delinquency. That's right, if your kid listened to the song, this is how people felt in the 50s. Some people. He was going to run out, buy a black leather jacket and a pack of Marlboros and a motorcycle and be a pain in the ass. Just from listening to that song, joke's on you, son. He's going to be a pain in the ass anyway. Lennon and McCartney followed with The Ballad of John and Yoko. Banned some top 40 stations. Christ, you know it ain't easy. Well, you can't sing that. And we close with the ultimate band tune. FBI spent millions of dollars trying to figure this one out. They never figured out the lyric. The Kingsman, Louie Louie. The contest? Real simple. Which one was not on MeTV's list? I said I added one. Which one did I add? John Lennon and Paul McCartney's Ballad of John and Yoko. And no, that wasn't the Beatles, even though it says it was the Beatles. It was just John and Paul. Sure hope you won. Not only was that our band music set, not only was that our prizeless contest, but it was also my rant for the week. Censorship, even the non-government type, bothers me more than just about anything else on Earth that doesn't involve intentional cruelty. Me? I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. We will be back here next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel, right here at GetThePointRadio.com. And we're going to start our 8th year here at The Point with a special birthday show. You better believe it. We did one last year, loved it so much. Well, I loved it so much that we're doing another one. Oh boy, well, I can hardly wait. So who's going to take us home this week? Bunch of guys who just feel so bad. We're going home with Cactus. It's a holiday. Be cool on the road. See ya. Yeah.
And so we come to the end of another fun-filled episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.